Welcome to Health Matters. Today you are listening to the third episode of our Youth in Truth on Addiction series. Youth from grades 6 through 12 share their views on addiction. They have experienced its impacts close up, if not in their families, then in their neighborhoods and communities. The question they discuss is, why do people try drugs?
Mainly peer pressure, like they get talked into it, and then like once they try it out and they like it, and they want to keep trying it, and then eventually they get addicted and can't get off.
I think most reasons for taking it is for pain, but there can be peer pressure, and there can be like just wanting to take it.
I think older kids than us take it, and then they give it to their friends, and they just think that they're cool.
It also could be part of depression and anxiety, all that. Just getting into drugs to like mellow yourself out or like, you know, try to escape from that.
There's some way where there's pressure to doing it, like when a friend does it and then they ask you if you want to do it, and sometimes they try it once but then they end up really liking it, so they do it again. And then they can't stop.
The way I think people start with addiction, well, I think there's multiple ways. There's what I think mostly for the youth would be home life, how that is going for them. And not only is it just home life, it also depends on social life, what kind of friends you have, what kind of things they're into.
I feel like most people turn to drugs because of a certain trauma that happened in their lives or peer pressure. Or just because it might be easy to get in their house. And it's like normalized in their lives. So they just do it to be like their guardians or the people they live with.
I feel like there's many different influences, like friends, and I feel like, oh, do this or you can be cool, or do this so you can still hang out with us. And I feel like that's a big problem with kids and friends in this generation, is a lot of people are doing it to look cool. Or I mean, I guess people, their happiness isn't good enough for them, so they need like just an extra push, so they turn to drugs. People have seen it and they've experienced it, so they just do it again, or they've grown up seeing their dad or their mom or relatives doing it. Sometimes it just gets programmed into their brain because they've seen so much of it and they can't really help themselves. They were born into it.
Or it's just the thing that everybody's doing. Like, I just want to do that because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah, especially like weed, I know. Like, everybody wants to try it because their friends are doing it, or because they want to like look cool to fit in, and then pretty soon they're like walking over somewhere to go smoke every day, or like drinking on campus or something.
No, you can be yourself and like do what is good for your body and your community and your culture. You have a lot to live for, so live for what you were put on this world to do.
I think people start using because maybe they lost a loved one, or maybe they've like been through a lot, or maybe there's like something bothering them, they're being bullied or something. Even though they should know that that's not really the answer, they should, instead of thinking about that one thing, because, like, there could be, like, a certain something that happened, and it's just always there. You're constantly thinking about it, so it's sad. And to distract yourself, you would want to do drugs. But I don't think that would be the answer.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California. Our thanks to the 19 students who volunteered to voice their concerns for our community's effort to stem addiction. To protect identities, we have withheld names and altered some voices. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Health Matters is produced by Cynthia Potten. Narrated by Joseph Orozco. Engineered by Michael Hemminger and Joseph Orozco. Youth in Truth on Addiction was developed as a project for the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism, 2018 California Fellowship.